Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, I'm wonderful, sweetie. Everything is great. Looking forward to the upcoming festivities for St. Patty's Day weekend. You know, we all like to celebrate.
Okay.
And then in a couple weeks, I'll be celebrating another anniversary of my birth. So, did I say that right? Of my birth? A birthday?
You
and
did.
I'm feeling good. Everything is good. And it's a balmy, beautiful 80-some-odd degrees, and I'm just feeling great. How about you, sweetie? What's going on over in your neck of the woods?
Well, I guess I'm looking forward to St. Patty's Day. We actually have some cocktails that we'll be talking about at the end of this episode. Maybe give us some ideas for, you know, what we'll be sipping on this Sunday.
Oh, wonderful.
But a couple of little things, Ma. I don't know what is going on. You know, the Love is Blind reunion is supposed to air today. And it was supposed to come on. Well, at least it says it's supposed to come on at midnight. So Tuesday, or technically Wednesday, midnight. And it's not on. Everybody's been searching for it. It's been breaking the internet because it's not on. People are mad. They're pissed again. Why do they keep messing this up?
That was just a misprint.
Ma, remember when they had the live reunion, how it wound up not being live? Remember that?
I have some vague recollection of it. I mean, you know, it's not that big of a deal to me. You know, okay. They come on whenever they come on. I'll find them whenever they want to be found.
False advertisement. You know, we never do that.
I mean, there's a lot of false advertising with these Love Boat shows.
You know what I said, Ma? We never do that. Not here.
Absolutely not. We let everybody know that we don't know if it's true or not. And we don't know exactly when it's going to be released.
And we don't know what we're talking about.
There you go. We let everybody know that. Okay. That's wonderful.
And finally, Ma, are you excited about the total solar eclipse coming up?
Yes, that is so wonderful. Will we actually experience how many moments of complete darkness? Okay. Oh, wonderful. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
All right, Ma. Listen, we have to do some type of toast. And okay. I don't know who should we toast to?
There's so many things to toast to. We can toast to life. We can toast to love. We can toast to everything. We can toast to being grateful. We can toast to good weather. We can toast to spring. We can just toast to everything.
Well, spring is almost here, so let's toast to spring.
Okay, let's lift our glasses. Okay, long life, continue long life and prosperity, health, wealth, happiness, and the rite of spring. Salud.
Salud.
For all of our jazz fans, listeners, there's a beautiful album called The Rite, R-I-T-E, you know, guys, as in ritual, The Rite of Spring. It's an old album by a wonderful artist, a flautist by the name of Hubert Laws. It is beautiful. Okay, just a little FYI. All right, daughter, what's going on?
Okay, just getting into Aaron Rodgers. So Mr. Aaron Rodgers is having a busy off season. The New York Jets quarterback is on the short list of Robert.
Well, he wasn't busy during the season. Let's hope he gets busy at some point. Okay.
He's on the short list of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate as an independent presidential candidate.
Good.
Also on the list is Jesse Ventura, who's under consideration. So, Mom, what are your thoughts about Aaron Rodgers being his running mate?
That equals less than zero. Give me $6 and Aaron Rodgers' thoughts, and I can buy a cup of coffee. Okay? $6 and his thoughts. And I can go to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee. You got it? That means his thoughts are zero, okay? His thoughts have zero value to me. Zero interest, zero value.
I didn't
zero
ask what his thoughts had. I asked, what did you think about the whole idea?
Same thing. Zero. It's all zero. Robert Kennedy Jr., zero.
Well, he has zero chance of winning anything.
So. Well, it's all a big zero. It's all a big zero. All a big waste of time. Aaron Rodgers, I don't even know where he's coming from except trying to, you know, just trying to count his coin, trying to rip off the gullible, racist, ignorant people.
Well, what money would he get from that?
Not directly from that, but he can, you know, people monetize their brand. Once you get a brand.
What brand is that? The cuckoo brand?
I just got finished telling you. The ignorant, racist, gullible people. That's the brand.
Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is racist?
I don't know, but he's ignorant and you know, narrow-minded about some things. I think we know that.
I think he is ignorant.
I don't know. Racist.
I don't know. I don't know if he's racist.
But racist will definitely be a component of the people who follow him.
That's true.
Because those things sort of go together. But he just has had an elite experience working with all kind of people and being an athlete and being a professional athlete. So his view may be a little bit different than the average, you know, Yahoo. Okay.
All right. So I'll move on to another quarterback who, you know, in general is, you know, pretty much what we call a model citizen. He doesn't bother anybody. He goes on about his business, but he finds himself in a little bit of trouble. However, he decided to counter. The Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has filed a civil lawsuit on Monday in which he accuses a woman and her attorneys of attempting to extort $100 million from him by making false allegations of sexual assault.
Prescott
is seeking monetary relief in excess of $1 million, according to the suit. Now, this supposedly alleged encounter between Prescott and the woman took place on February 2nd, 2017, in Plano, Texas, after the end of Prescott's rookie season in the NFL. Per the suit, the woman said she was willing to forgo pursuing criminal charges against Prescott and disclosing that information to the public in exchange for $100 million.
Yeah, whatever. Oh,
good. Any for thoughts Dak. On that?
Good for Dak. Because contrary to you, I believe
me
that, yes, contrary to how you think, I believe that some of the women are conniving and go after men and go after their money. I know that you don't believe there's any women like that, but I think there at least half of them are scheming on money. And that's what I think. And good for Dak, who was probably only trying to
you
get
said,
the same thing, probably trying to get the same thing a broke man get trying to get, but he just happens to have money. So all of a sudden he becomes a victim. And that's what I think. He may be guilty of bad judgment. That's about it.
Okay.
But that's not anything, you know. I'm glad he counted.
I'm just glad he counted. Okay.
Some people are Donald Trumpish. Some people are Trump is just a pig and a predator, you know.
Why
some
do we have to mention
terrible.
His name? Why?
Oh, I didn't mean, I'm sorry. Oh, I don't mean that. Did I say Donald Trump? I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say some people are just blatant, you know, predators. Now, and then some people really are not. They just have money and are out and gullible, you know, and not making good choices. So, you know, it's not everybody who's, oh, no, I didn't mean to say anybody's name. Oh, no, I never say people's names unless I intend to. And I meant to say, I love Donald Trump. I didn't mean to say Donald Trump. Because even though he's a you know, convicted rapist, I can't say that. Even though the fact that he has to pay E. Jean Carroll $91 million, in the world knows it, but I can't say that. Okay,
No, it's not that, Ma. It's just that, why are we talking about him? We're talking about Dak. Why did
I
you bring him
understand
into the
that. I'm saying
conversation?
no, I'm talking about that because I choose to make a comparison of people who are in different categories. Some people deserve to be sued because they're guilty, and some people are just, sitting ducks that other people are trying to take advantage of because they have money.
Well,
And I'm giving you my opinion of who
you can give
I'm
your
giving you my.
opinion.
Well, it is my opinion. Whose opinion is it? It's my
No.
opinion. Nobody said it's written in stone, but it is not my opinion that Donald Trump has been found guilty of
No.
raping Eugene Gabbard.
Okay,
That is
well,
a fact.
I
We
didn't
can
say it
disagree.
wasn't. I
We
don't
can
care
disagree on
about
even his
Donald Trump.
vote.
You know I don't care
I'm
for
just
Donald
making
Trump.
a comparison about some people who were so clearly, obviously predators, is what I'm
Okay, but
saying,
can I,
and
okay,
the other
well,
people are
he
not.
is okay, so this is because no, because you came after me. What I wanted to say was that I do believe that there are obviously women who make false allegations. However, I
Okay.
always try to, let people,
No, you
have their
don't.
day in court. And I
No, you
don't
don't.
believe, but I also know
No, you
that there
don't.
are a lot of men who are very powerful with a lot of money, and
Of
they do a
course.
lot of things
Of
that are
course. And
illegal
I
and
agree. Of
inappropriate
course.
in using their power. I don't
That
believe
is
that
absolutely true.
I don't believe that Dak did anything wrong in this case. I
I
don't
agree
know.
with you.
This is all an allegation. He's proven,
Right.
he's innocent until proven guilty, but I personally don't think
Good for Dak. I'm
that.
glad to see you countersued or that
And
you initiated the lawsuit. Very good.
I think, especially if I'm an innocent person, I think that Dak did the right thing by countersuing. I
Me
truly
too.
think so.
I think so too.
Okay. All right. I'll just move up. We'll move on. Somebody else who's in the news is Mr. Chris Cuomo. Now, Chris Cuomo, he has a show.
Yes,
And
called
he,
Cuomo. Yes.
yes. He told Cuomo on his show on Monday evening
He
that,
told Cuomo.
oh, my bad. I didn't even say who was on the show. So Tucker Carlson was a guest on Chris Cuomo's show.
Oh my
And it was a
goodness.
two-parter. And of course, it made the ratings spike.
Yes,
So
indeedy. I guess it would.
during a portion of the conversation that aired on Monday, Carlson told Cuomo it was good to be fired from Fox News, that the network that pulled him off was, pulled him off the air last April. And then he explained why he didn't press Russian President Vladimir Putin about the death of Navalny.
Navalny,
He
yeah.
said that I'm not going to move the ball at all. Chris Cuomo was obviously, not happy with a lot of things that came from Carlson's mouth, but he thought this was the right thing. The whole point is that we don't want to demonize people that we disagree with. He
Right.
says it's not working, it's not getting us where we say we want to be, unless
Right.
what we really want is just to destroy the place and break it apart. And that's what Chris Cuomo, his whole point of having Carlson on the show. Of course,
Okay, okay.
Carlson said a bunch of
I don't
crazy things.
necessarily have an issue with that,
Okay.
to have open dialogue. I don't, and because to me, that's the way people understand each other and get over a lot of their fears and their misapprehensions and misunderstandings. So I don't disagree with having open dialogue. You just have to be careful about that because sometimes that just turns into a dog whistle session for them to be recruiting other people like
Well,
them. But you have to be a little bit aware of that type of behavior. But as far as the open, if we are engaging in open, honest dialogue, I think that's great. I think that's very good.
Well, you know what, Ma? I agree with everything you said. I think it's important that when you are interviewing people who have very, I guess, either, extreme views, you need to have a person who is educated on that person's point of view and educated on whatever the subject matter is, or have someone handy or in the room that, can call BS. You don't need to let people just go unchecked with a bunch of lies.
Right.
And I think
Because we can have different opinions, but the facts are the same.
That's
You
right.
know,
That's right.
either it's true or it isn't. The facts are the same. You can
Right.
have different perceptions of the facts, but the facts are the same.
And I appreciate, and I really do really just kind of appreciate that Chris Cuomo obviously, is educated in politics and knows what he's talking about.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So Ma, we're gonna move on to one of our old segments that we used to do. It's called Out of Pocket or On the Money. We haven't done this in a minute. We're gonna start this one off with one of our favorite favorite personalities, former athlete, Mr. Shannon Sharp, who
All right, Shannon.
was on an episode of First Take, which we know he's on First Take 2 times a week, Mondays and Tuesdays. Sometimes he comes on Fridays, but normally Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay.
And he kind of had people saying, "What are you talking about?" So he was discussing
So
Russell
you know
Wilson.
Shannon goes all over the place.
Yes,
Okay.
he was discussing Russell Wilson being on the market prior to his announcement Sunday night that he's planning to sign with the Steelers in free agency. And somehow or another, Shannon went left, right, where however you want to say. He says, no matter how fine a chick is, no matter how many Hermes Bergen bags or Chanel purses she has, if she's on the market, what does that tell you? She could be a dime. She could have a mansion. She could drive a Bugatti with a Rolls Royce. If she's on the market, what does that tell you, Stephen A? Now, Stephen A was kind of lost for words trying to figure out, what was going on. He went on to explain that he wasn't ready to cheer on Wilson in Pittsburgh. He says, if he has what you believe that he is, that you're hoo-hoo and ha-haing, and you want me to have on pom-poms, why would he be on the market? Is
This
he,
is still Shannon
this is
talking.
Shannon. Yes.
Okay.
And Steve, Smith said, is he a significant upgrade to what the Steelers had last year? Yes or no? And then
Stephen A is saying
yes. And Shannon
that.
said, bologna is an upgrade over potted meat. I don't want either one of them, though. And
Okay.
so Dan Orlovsky came in and tried to intervene and move things on. Now, was Shannon out of pocket for his comparison from baloney to talking about a woman that, special things? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he was drawing an analogy. Okay, let me just preface this by saying, I'm a Russ fan. I love Russ. Okay, so let's just put that out there. Okay. I think, Shannon likes to make a lot of comparisons and say all kind of things and blah, blah, blah. So, I got it,
You
what
only
Shannon
love
was
Russ
saying.
because he's married to Sierra.
That's not true.
Yes, it
That's
is.
not true.
Yes, it
I
is.
love Russ before. Let me tell you when
Nope,
I fell in
nope,
love with Russ.
nope.
Don't tell me. You can't tell me. I love
I
Russ
can
when I
tell
saw a
you, if he
video
still
of
had
him,
that
but
same
you're
wife,
not right. You're
hold
not
up,
right. I
hold
fell
up.
in love with Russ when he was dancing with his grandmother
Ma, if he
on
still had
TikTok.
that first wife, would you be in love
I
with
liked him.
Russ?
I liked him then. I think he had her
He
then.
did not.
I didn't. Well, I didn't know about that. I didn't know when he got rid of that wife.
Stop
I don't
it.
know when. I don't,
You're
you
not
might have
being
told me.
honest.
You're not being honest. I like Russ when I saw him dancing with his grandmother, and I told you that.
I know you told me that, but if he had that same wife, you wouldn't like
But
him.
now you're introducing that I like him more without her. Yes. I liked him with her
Ma,
too, a little bit.
don't, Ma. You know
You
why
know
I'm coming
what?
after
You
you?
know
Because
what?
you said something on the
But you're
last
trying to
episode.
tell me what's not true. That's the thing about it. You're trying to tell me what's not right. I like him that he's a family man. And I don't care what you're talking about. I love Russ. Now, getting back to what Shannon is saying. Shannon, listen. Go ahead on over there and go to Club Shay Shay and interview somebody, okay? And use that stuff that you're talking about. I don't want to hear you saying anything about Russ because a lot of people are on the market who are good because other people have made poor decisions or because they've made poor decisions. Because somebody is on the market does not mean that they aren't excellent. Everything you're saying, Shannon, is bogus. You on the market, Shannon.
Right.
You on the market to some people.
Right.
And some people look at you and think you a piece of prime beef. Think you well cut. You know, some people think you was an excellent athlete. Some people think you prime cut. You on the market. What's wrong with your cut?
Right. Exactly. Because, you know, he said that that what was it? Oh, the Cat Williams interview he did. He said that one interview made him more money than one season in the NFL.
Right. We understand everything. Hey, me and my daughter understand everything, Shannon. We got all that. We know that. Okay. That's all I have to say.
Listen, you know I like Shannon a lot, but I
me
just
too. I don't like him more than I like Russ, though.
No, well, listen. Well, like I said, if Shannon would be married to someone like Sierra or something like that, you may like him more. Being that he's never,
I don't know that I would like him more, but I may like
more,
him
more. You may like him more than you like him now.
Than I do now, yes.
Yeah, but you like Shannon.
Listen, as I said, Shannon, you top grade A quality and all that. You are Tomahawk State. How come nobody ordered you and ate you up? How come you still on the market? Okay.
Oh, because he's a man and he makes a decision.
Please. And a top quality woman makes her own decisions too. Okay.
That's right. Okay. All right. So we're going to, oh gosh. So he was out of pocket. We want to just say he
way
was
out of pocket.
He was out of pocket.
Way out.
You know, I love you, Shannon, but you were out of pocket with that. Sorry. Okay. Miss Amber Rose did an interview recently.
Boy. She's still around.
She's still around. So she did an interview. You know, Amber Rose is a mom of 11-year-old that she shares with Wiz Khalifa and a 4-year-old that she shares with Alexander Edwards, who is dating Cher.
Good.
So they asked her, you know, does she mind the age gap? Because there's about a 40-year age gap. I think it
Wait
is.
Wait a minute. 40 years. She asked who?
Oh, sorry. Listen. I need some.
That is none of her business about the age gap. No.
The host of the show she was on, Jason Lee, asked Amber, does she mind the age gap? Now, she said, I'm very happy that he's with Cher because it creates stability for when our son goes over there. It's not all the mayhem and stuff. He goes to Cher's house. So you're definitely not the mom that's like, you're not going over there. And she said, absolutely not. Why would I do that? Let's be very clear. Why would I ever be mad at her? I don't want him. Somebody got to tolerate him and it ain't going to be me, right? So I'm very happy that he's over there with her because it's stability for my son. The only thing that I ask is that you're present and that you are a present father. You help me with my son and you help him go through private school. That's what she said.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts on what she said?
Well, I really agree with her. I'm surprised that she sounded so what I consider to be sensible.
Me too.
I agree with her. I think that's wonderful. I wouldn't think it was a bad thing for my son to be going to visit his dad in a decent stable and in fact fly older wealthy star and all that. That would be wonderful to me. I would feel perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, that's
and Cher has, for the most part. I mean, no human being is perfect. I'm not trying to say that about anyone. But she's been known to be a very decent person,
yes.
You know, a very kind-hearted and decent human being. That'd be fine with me. I'd be fine with that.
Listen, if I'm not with you anymore, you date whoever you want to date. You know, whatever.
Well, I would
as long
feel
as you treat my
better,
child well.
I would feel even better in feeling that you're bringing my child into an environment where they're as safe as can be.
Right.
You know, I would feel that way, that you're not bringing my child into a crack den or drug den or whatever, whatever. You know,
Right.
I don't feel that it's all that, you know, and I feel that it's all good. Yeah, I would be very happy with that. I would only be concerned if you bringing my child, exposing my child to something that could put my child in harm's way, you
Right.
know, in danger. Other than that, I'm good. And certainly a person like Cher, who by all accounts is a wonderful person, I'd be super good with that.
Yeah.
That'd be perfectly fine with me.
And we
Hey,
just
invite me over for a family dinner too sometime.
and remember,
Yeah,
Ma,
let's have.
we discussed on the last episode about the age gap, and we didn't
Yeah.
have a problem with the age gap, especially 10 to 20 years, 40 years. Hey, that's nothing either.
Like that, hey, that's on them. You know, the universe has blessed Cher with longevity and, you know, the ability to continue to enjoy her life, and that's just wonderful. That's just wonderful.
Okay. All righty. And so I will say that Amber Rose was on the money.
I would say she's totally on the money, and
Yeah.
I'm surprised because I'm not usually feeling that way about her. But in this instance, yes, I think she's very much on the money.
Okay. And finally, Ma, now this one, I don't think you're going to think is on the money. Well, maybe you will. I don't know. So I don't even know this man's name. Porsche's ex-husband posted
Oh,
on social
yeah.
media, Simon,
Oh.
if you are behind Porsche filing for divorce, please step up and own her mental state of mind. Hashtag dumb bees. Then he said, if you are behind Porsche filing for divorce, you should own her emotional state of mind. Hashtag did not arrive here on her own accord. And supposedly, he is dating someone else that is a influencer, you know, person, body type.
Yeah.
You know, they all kind of start to look alike. No offense,
Yes.
ladies, make your money,
Yes.
but they all start to look the same.
Right.
But anyway, so what are your thoughts on that?
You
And
know that
do you feel sorry for Porsche?
no.
Okay.
Porsche has always made it clear that she's going for whoever could do whatever for her. She's always made it clear that she was about the coin and the hoopla and the this and the that and then whatever. No, I don't feel sorry for Portia. Portia has treated her romances like just a part of show business. Okay? How much of her heart was in any of it, I'll never know because she seems disingenuous all the way through. She never seemed motivated by love or genuine feelings, although I don't know the inside, maybe she does have, but so what? It's still all the same. Because if it is really love, guess what? That's not a game for the faint of heart, okay?
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it goes for the whole planet, okay? You shoot your shot, and you know, it is what it is, okay? You enjoy the moment. The moment could be years, weeks, months, days, the rest of your life. You never know. When you step out there, you say, I'm going to take my chances, and you go with it. No, I don't feel sorry for Portia. Not at all.
Do
That was
you think this
Portia's
was
decision to quit her jobs and all that. Everybody told Portia before she quit Ricky Smiley and before she quit with the housewife. Everybody told Portia that man has had skate 8 wives, and we know he doesn't have the money that he's lying, claiming that he has. That was out there a while ago.
Well, do
But
you think
Portia
he was
didn't care.
okay?
She wanted to go do what she wanted to do and have that adventure. And guess what? That's wonderful. She had that adventure. So now here he is using social media to call her a bunch of bees.
Do you
Okay,
think he
good.
was out of pocket?
Totally out of pocket.
Yeah.
He was an out-of-pocket person from the very beginning.
Yeah,
Yes, he's out of pocket.
I don't believe in all of the, you know, fake superficial stuff when, you know, you are meeting someone and this is how, you know, everybody's courting. And I'm not a fan of all that. I think that it has to be a much deeper connection for marriage.
Right, right.
You know, listen,
Portia didn't care.
I don't know.
Portia was all about the parade, honey. The
Well,
big parade. You know what a parade is? A big, flashy, fancy celebration. How long does a parade last?
it's
How
very
long does a
short.
parade last? There you
It's
go. Portia is all about the
But
parade.
what I will say
Okay?
is
Then when the
that
parade is over, there's the cleanup. So
yeah.
now we're in the cleanup.
Well, I
Okay?
will say, I wish her luck in finding true romance.
I wish that for the
And
whole
I will say
planet.
that this type of behavior from him appears to be very piggish. That's all I have to
He
say.
was piggish at the listen, the Portia knew it. Portia knew what she was stepping into. She just took her chances and said, "Hey, I'll go for the ride. Maybe it's worth it for me, for the publicity, for the experience. Maybe I really like it. We'll see where this all goes. I'll just dive right on in and just have that wonderful experience. Or if it's wonderful, see what it is." Portia knew. That's one thing we can say. Portia knew. Portia wasn't no novice. Portia been mad before. Portia already had a child. Everything, okay? This is Portia done had many dates and whatever, okay? Portia makes her own money, okay? She's her own person, all
Okay.
right? So, Portia knew, and she decided that she was gonna go with the flow, okay? And she did, and so here we are. So the parade is over, and now it's cleanup time. Parades don't last long.
That is true.
Everybody knows a parade is short, but Portia, she thought she was going to be on a perpetual parade. Well, then that was her being foolish. Okay.
I listen, I agree with, pretty much everything that you said. Just wish her luck in finding the next man
Yeah,
and the next
absolutely.
romance.
I wish her the
So,
same. I wish everybody else.
yeah,
I don't wish
and
her any more luck than I wish the woman next door, around the corner, up the
yeah.
street. Portia's got more going for her than the average person, more money, popularity, and good paying opportunities right before her with the, very minimal talent or skill, just being a personality or whatever, So, I mean, I don't wish her anything more than I wish anybody else. So that's
Okay.
it. Good luck to the universe. Good luck to everybody.
Okay. So we are gonna though just want to make a quick update, Ma. I don't know if you saw this. This was posted on X. This is why I have like a really a big problem with this whole platform X. So Elon Musk said that he has fired or canceled, not fired, canceled Don Lemon's show on there on his
Good.
platform. He said that it's basically just CNN, but on social media, which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact that CNN is dying. And instead of being the real Don Lemon, it was really just Jeff Zucker talking through Don, so lacked authenticity. All this said, Lemon, Zucker, and of course, everyone is welcome to build their viewership on this platform.
Sour grapes, petty, jealous. He should be
Who's
above
petty
the
and
fray.
jealous?
Musk,
Why did he
Elon.
listen? But if I was Don Lemon, would you have tried to have a show on X with the way
No.
that you see that
No.
Elon Musk is skewing
No.
closer to the
Don
MAGA
Lemon was just
people?
take. Don Lemon was just to going for a coin. Whatever coin out there came his way, because don't forget he's used to him and his husband are used to living on a certain level,
I
and
guess what?
his money.
He got a big bag, maybe a week or two ago for 20 something million. He
Yeah,
settled, remember? So he's
yes,
good.
yes, yeah. But you don't know which came first. You don't know how
Right.
those negotiations were going. You don't know the
True.
behind the scenes stuff
That's true.
that contributed to his decision. I guarantee any decision he made had to do with money. I
That's true.
guarantee. Well, it ain't no love in there, and they certainly have different political and social ideologies. So,
That's
it's the
true.
money.
That's true.
So anyhow, so I mean, who cares what Elon Musk says? Everybody knows he's just a lucky fool. Everybody knows that.
Okay, so we are only going to do one movie for this episode
Oh,
because
we're doing a movie?
we're doing one movie, yeah, and then we'll
Okay,
catch
what
up on
movie
all
is that,
other.
daughter?
Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah,
Okay. Ricky Stenicki.
so it's
Okay.
starring John Cena, Zac Efron, Jermaine Fowler, Andrew Santino, and Lex Scott. Davis, guys. So if you
Okay.
haven't seen it yet, the story is about maybe 20 years after creating an imaginary childhood friend called Ricky Stenicki. The friends, they've still been using this imaginary friend to as an alibi to get themselves out of trouble or in trouble, however you want to say it, and or into some more childish behavior. But their
Right.
spouses and their partners start to say, "Look, I don't, something is up with this. We want to meet this Ricky Stenicki." So instead of the guys really coming clean, they decide that they're going to hire this exotic comedian, showman type actor, who's not really the most talented, but he is funny, in from AC named Rod, who becomes Ricky
From Atlantic
Stenicki.
City, for those who don't know what AC is.
My bad. Who
Okay.
becomes
Okay.
Ricky Stenicki, Ma? So, what are your
Right.
thoughts on Ricky Stenicki?
Okay. Ricky Stenicki, okay, was not a good movie, but it was an enjoyable movie. Okay. You will laugh at it. You can talk about it. It would make you feel good. If you were feeling down, if you had a couple of drinks, couple of cocktails, it will make you laugh because it was funny and silly and goofy. And you will enjoy the guys. They sort of mesh pretty well. Zac Efron, he's, a cutie pie. And John Cena, was so cute with his built and his looks and his, and John Cena is funny. He is really just funny, And yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I realized that it was a crackpot, quirky movie, but I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
So what do you give it?
I gotta give it a 7. I gotta give it at least a 7.
So a premium 7.
I gotta give it at
Okay.
least a premium 7. Yes,
Okay.
because
So
it was so enjoyable and entertaining. You just sort of dismissed the ridiculous script. You
right.
know, you just sort of overlook the foolishness of the script because they gave such funny and entertaining performances.
So I
Okay.
think, you know what? I think that that's probably kind of where I am with it because it was not a good film, but the characters were so likable, especially John Cena. And Zac Efron, I think that Zac Efron is actually a very talented actor who doesn't get the credit that he deserves because he's an attractive man.
Yeah.
But this was a very foolish movie, but it was fun. It was fun. It was something that you
Right,
can watch with
right.
your
It
friends.
was a silly movie, but you just enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm with you, Ma. I was going somewhere between a premium 6.5, 7. I'm somewhere in between that. See it. It's not for
Okay.
children per se. Maybe older teens, but
Yeah, yeah.
it was pretty good. It was pretty good for what they were working with.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. So we will get back to our normal shows on Sundays. St. Patty's Day episode. All
Okay.
right.
Oh,
So
I'm looking forward to it.
since St. Patty's Day is coming up, Ma, we are going to talk about a few top cocktails for St. Patty's Day. And Ma, are you going to have your cocktail? You're going to let us know which one. Maybe you'll make up last.
Yes.
But hold up.
Yes.
But
I
hold up.
already have one in mind, but
You
I'll
have
be
one in
quiet.
mind.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
So everyone knows that green beer is extremely popular during St.
Right.
Patrick's Day, and it's pretty much
Right.
just using food coloring to go on whatever your favorite
In the
beer is.
beer. Yes.
Right. And also, Ma, what is another favorite? Irish coffee.
Irish coffee, grasshopper. Is the
Okay.
grasshopper on there?
Well, I don't, I'm getting ready to go down the list. I
Oh,
haven't
okay.
seen
Oh,
grasshopper.
okay. All
Okay.
right, go
So at
ahead.
number 10, we have a Midori sour.
Oh, you
And
know, I love
so
Midori, so delicious.
those are good. So you're gonna have that, or you don't know?
I see. I might
Okay.
have any combination there. Go ahead.
Another one that's pretty popular. So we know now the espresso martini is really popular. They have the espresso mocha crunch mocktail. So you can do a
Okay.
mocktail or you can do a regular.
Okay.
So that
Okay.
sounds good, even though I'm not a chocolate
Okay.
person. How about a rainbow sangria?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
They add
Okay.
some strawberries, some pineapples, some kiwi, some blueberries. That sounds delicious. All right, Ma. And then have you had an Irish mule?
Not an Irish mule. That sounds good.
Yeah, this one, you know, they have some whiskey, vanilla flavors, some ginger lime. Seems like it's pretty good. All right.
Sounds delicious.
All right. Next is a Gold Rush cocktail, which is kind of like a play on a whiskey sour. I'm not a big whiskey sour person, but will you try it, Ma?
I don't know. Let's just see. Keep on naming them.
All
Keep on
right.
going. This is the thing I had.
How about
Ahead.
a Shamrock Smash?
Now,
Sour
what's in that one?
apple liqueur, vodka, seltzer.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and you have, but you have
I
to
think I
add
like it.
egg white if you want, or you may not want that.
Nah, the egg white is for the rim, right? For what?
Yes.
Salt around the rim, salt or sugar around the rim? That's usually what egg white is for.
Well, it's to make
But they
it
don't.
thicker. It's to make a little foam on the
Oh, they
top.
actually put it in there. Most of the time they're dipping the glass in the egg white to make something stick, you know.
Yeah, no,
So, you know. I don't know
they
about
don't want
that.
that.
You know I don't like eggy stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. How about a Nutty Irishman?
Let me hear what's in that one. What's in that
Well,
one?
that mainly is a very sweet one. Different nuts and hazelnut liqueur. Like that's kind of what tops it off, and whipped cream. I think you might like that though.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
Okay.
Is
And
that what we had over at that place, Beyond Sex, with the topping and you drink the topping off
yeah, it
it
looks
or
like
whatever?
it. Yeah.
Okay,
Did you not like
okay, good.
that?
I loved it. It was delicious.
Okay. All right. And this one is something like a copycat from like Olive Garden, a green apple Moscato sangria. Now you can just imagine, you
Oh
know,
yeah, Moscato with the green color.
yeah,
Yeah.
strawberries,
Okay.
apples, oranges. That sounds good.
Okay.
And a Shamrock Rita, Ma, that's number two. Now you know that's a
Okay.
margarita,
With
but it's
green.
with green. Yeah.
Green. Yeah. Okay.
You like margaritas, right?
Absolutely. Everybody, you know I love my. Now you know when we go to what is it, Mexican sugar? You know I kill those margaritas. Okay.
Okay. All right. We don't need to call out some of these people
Okay.
because they are
Well,
not
that's
paying
nice. What
us.
do you mean,
Yeah,
people? That's
but they
a
didn't
brand
pay us,
name.
so we don't need to
Isn't it
call
nice?
them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just
No,
saying,
it's
maybe.
okay. No, I like Mexican sugar. They're nice
I
there.
do too. Okay.
Okay. So number one, Ma, is actually a shot.
What's the shot?
It is called a
Bailey's Irish Cream.
pot o' gold shot.
Okay, what that's the name of it? What's the
And
shot?
it's mainly whiskey and a half cup of cold water. And they throw
What
some
kind of
little brown.
whiskey? What kind of whiskey?
I don't know. They didn't
Just
specify the
whiskey?
whiskey.
Just
Yeah.
any kind of brown whiskey?
And a half cup of cold water, and you sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar on top.
Oh, okay. All
So
right. Just
that
a
kind of,
shot.
yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
So
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
any other ones
Okay.
that you can think of, or
The only one that you didn't include, I thought they would have something with creme de menthe simply because of the color. Just
okay.
because of the green, you know, that's all, you know,
Okay.
and or maybe add also maybe a green apple martini. Once again, I'm going
Yeah.
with the color, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
That's about it that I can think of off the top of my head.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think like green apple martinis are good, but I think that people drink those right when they're like they turn 21 for whatever reason. Like I think they, you know, I don't know. At least I did, but
Well,
yeah.
and I also can see people drinking it on St. Patty's Day.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you know, you may not drink it the rest of the year, but you know, St. Patty's Day, you know, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, all right,
Well, we'll
good. Oh, good
see.
list, daughter, good list.
We'll let everybody know what we're sipping on. We'll have a special cocktail that we're sipping on. Ma will have hers and I'll
Are
have
we going to
mine.
be live on St. Patty's Day?
No, we're not going to be live. We're going to come in live soon, Ma. I know you're
Okay,
ready to be
all
live, but
right.
we're coming live soon.
Okay,
Okay. Ma,
wonderful.
I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
The sun, the stars, and the moon. The same three things that make me smile every day. The sun, the stars, and the moon.
Okay, I'm excited for seeing people having a good time on St. Patty's Day. I'm happy that Derrick Henry signed with the Baltimore Ravens, so that's just another weapon for Lamar Jackson.
All
And
right.
I have to go with my girl Cowboy C Carter Act 2 coming out on March 29th. Ma, did you get an email from Beyonce?
No, or well, you know what? I
Okay.
can't say no because I really didn't check my emails today. Maybe I did. All
Okay.
right.
All
Oh,
right.
wonderful. Oh,
So,
that's so nice. Okay.
Ma, is there anything that you want to say before we go? I told you this would be a shorter one for us. Not that
Okay. I
short,
just want to tell
shorter.
everybody, life is too short not to be happy. Go for your dreams. Be careful. Don't drink and drive. Observe your right, participate, be an active member of society, and know you deserve a good life. And take care of yourself until we meet again.
Okay, thank you guys for continuing to listen and support the Bambushi Happy Hour. Continue to follow us on all social media platforms. That's Threads, that's X, that's Instagram, that's Facebook, YouTube, our homepage, All Things Peju, home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. Send us your emails, your DMs. We really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And we will be back soon. Bye.
Bye.